Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how are we going?
Good.
Car pie, how are you?
Oh, you know, getting through it. A bit dusty today.
Surviving. It's the start of a long weekend. It's
all good. So excited.
I'm very keen to hear about this show that you've watched because I keep seeing billboards for it around town, and that's pretty much the only reason I know it exists. So what are we talking about?
Yeah, TVNZ is really spanking this show around town. It's called The Tourist. It's Jamie Dornan's new little project. Off the back of starring in Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, which if you haven't seen it is brilliant. Jamie Dornan is absolutely just letting loose in it, because if you don't know who Jamie Dornan is, he was the main lead male guy in 50 Shades of Grey. Someone Grey, I think, was his name. I don't know.
Thingy Grey.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Christopher? I don't know.
No, someone will know.
It's like Julian or something.
Bob Gray.
And Jamie Dornan basically has had like a long history of playing like quite serious roles. And in Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar, he really showed his comedy chops. So when I saw billboards for this, I was like, I wonder if this is Jamie Dornan doing like action-y stuff or if he's going to like have a bit of comedy. And it comes across as a dark comedy to me. So this is The Tourist. Basically, Jamie Dornan, he's driving through the outback of Australia. He's having a good time. He's buying a koala soft toy. All happy as Larry. And then he gets hit by a truck.
This truck
chases him around the outback and he loses his memory. He gets amnesia. And then the rest of the show is him trying to figure out who he is, what his life is all about, why is someone trying to kill him. It's all insane.
So this is not what I thought the show was going to be. I'm already quite intrigued.
Yeah, no, it's not Jamie Dornan just going on holiday.
Finding himself.
Jamie Dornan's OE in Aussie.
Yeah, and he does good in it. He delivers the dark comedy well. The mystery kind of never feels too cheesy or cheap, but they do point the absurdity. They are like, we're in a show where a guy's got amnesia. Like, this is, you know.
Yeah.
And not that amnesia isn't real, but it's always like a cheap plot device in lots of like TV shows and movies. No, so they're kind of wink-wink nudging at the audience a little bit. Everyone's kind of in on the joke that it's a bit absurd, a bit like unrealistic, but also still filled with action and still filled with like intrigue and mystery.
Yeah.
And I had no idea where it was going to go because every episode, a new twist.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so it's 6 episodes, limited series on TVNZ on demand, and basically you just follow him running around the outback. But the character that I really want to talk about is played by Danielle McDonald. She plays traffic constable Helen Chambers.
Great.
You may know Danielle McDonald from the Netflix film Dumplin', where she was really, really good in that. And she
the main girl in Dumplin'?
Yep.
She's great.
And she's also in Bird Box. She's the one that has the kid and then runs out the window. That's what happens.
Two very different movies there.
Very different movies. And in this, she plays like a really meek... She's Australian as well, so she uses her natural accent, which is cool.
I did not know that.
And she plays this really meek, like, kind of downtrodden, my life is what my life is and I shouldn't ask for anything more. I'm with a terrible fiancé. I hate him so much. And he... I won't spoil anything, but he's just an awful guy. And it's really, the show is kind of about her finding herself and like breaking away from like the mold that she created for herself as like this meek woman. And it also talks about her like weight loss journey. Like her husband's really, her fiance's really pressuring her to lose weight because she's a little bit on the bigger side, I guess, some would say. And, you know, she's going to like a Weight Watchers-esque thing and she just doesn't feel good about herself. And she finds like daring and excitement by kind of looking after this amnesiac man getting chased around Australia.
That's so interesting. I'm kind of like fascinated in this. It sounds like one of those shows that could be absolutely crap if it doesn't have a good cast, but the cast pulls it off.
Yeah, I mean, the show to me isn't like groundbreaking TV. Like,
no.
It's definitely like a, you know, mid to good tier TV show. It's no like this best show of the year, but I really enjoyed myself. And I think I just really enjoyed Danny McDonald's performance. I don't know what it was. I just like every
really
time she was on screen, I was like,
oh.
And she like does really well because it can be really hard to play those subtle, nuanced moments, and she just kind of pulls it off no worries.
That's
and
awesome.
I was just really impressed by watching her on screen.
That's very cool. I wanted to ask, is Jamie Dornan in this, is he an Aussie or is he...
No, he's a British guy.
Okay, he is.
Because he's actually Irish, yeah, isn't he?
Oh, maybe he's Irish then. I don't know. I get my accents mixed up.
He's from the island in the top of
he's
the...
He's a tourist in Australia.
Right. Okay, I see.
He is
I see.
The tourist.
I was kind of imagining him doing an Aussie accent and I was like, that's weird.
Oh, I love it when people try to do an Australian or New Zealand accent in a movie.
Oh,
I think it's hilarious.
Shakespeare. The Cornish Shakespeare. That's my best impression.
That's beautiful. So The Tourist is on
TVNZ on demand. I reckon everyone should check it out if they like Jamie Dornan. They want to see Danielle McDonald act her bloody pants off. Get amongst. And it's always nice to see like Australian TV as well.
I think
NZ and Australian TV is really coming to its own over the next few years. And people should watch out because we're the new Hollywood.
We are. We absolutely are. And on that note, thank you very much, Sam.
No worries.
Have a lovely long weekend and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
Zoe, if you needed...